The new online exhibit serves as a record of a distinctive time in Reno. In the early part of the 20th century, thousands of people from all over the country and the world, including high-profile celebrities, flocked to Reno to get a divorce. The cultural and economic developments from this influx of divorce seekers were enormous for a small town like Reno. Alicia Barber, a consultant on the project, explains why this period in history was so important in Reno's evolution.
Reno was the divorce capital of the world for about six decades. Reno and Nevada in general had a couple of aspects of its law that made it especially easy to get a divorce here. There were more grounds for divorce that people could claim, and the residency period to establish state residency and then be able to benefit from state laws was much shorter than in other places.
Why is it important to know about this part of the city's history?
The number and diversity of people who were coming to Reno in the 20s and 30s really was what partially led to the naming of Reno as the biggest little city in the world, because it was just so much more cosmopolitan for its size than you would expect for a little town. And what a lot of people don't realize is that Reno was famous for divorce long before it was famous for gambling. Gambling was legalized by the state of Nevada in 1931, but Reno became known as the divorce headquarters of the country in 1909. And that was really what people knew about Reno was divorce. Someone would say, I'm going to Reno, and everybody would know, oh, that means, you know, they're getting a divorce. Very scandalous. And so it not only kind of set the stage for Reno's tourist economy, but it had a lot of lasting repercussions. And Reno at the same time really helped kind of change the way that the country felt about divorce.
And features of the exhibit include audio recordings of people who were somehow a part of the city's divorce history. Here is Jim Holtz talking about his life as a divorce stringer. Let's take a listen.
Every so often when I was watching, I would pick up the name of a New York celebrity and send them a night telegram saying, Mrs. Ann Doe of Reno divorced John Doe of New York City, or the divorce was uncontested. And if I'd send it to the New York Times and they'd print it, they'd send me a check for $10.
Why are those voices important to capture?
We really wanted to bring in the human element, because the Reno divorce trade could be seen as just some kind of a legal phenomenon. The truth is, it brought thousands and thousands of people to the city who then took back their stories of Reno back to where they came from. And this moment in Reno that they had was often a very transformative, very important part of their lives. And so we interviewed many people who came here for divorces. Often women would bring their children with them to get divorces. And so sometimes these kids were as young as four or five, but they very vividly remember their experiences here. Perhaps living on a ranch in Washoe Valley and going to a one-room schoolhouse, which was true for one young man who was from Manhattan, who couldn't ever have imagined having that kind of experience. So it puts a face on the whole phenomenon that we think really enriches the site.
Did having celebrities come into town back then help put Reno on the map as well?
It absolutely did. Of course, the paparazzi and kind of the early publicity infrastructure for covering celebrities was really kind of developing in the 20s and 30s at the same time that Reno was becoming the divorce capital. So when someone would arrive here, Jack Dempsey, Arthur Miller, Rita Hayworth, you know, was covered incessantly when she was around in the area here. Reno was really happy to have that kind of attention. The interesting thing about the divorce seekers coming is that these were often very respectable people. You know, these were just everyday people. So instead of being seen really as something scandalous, it was a way of showing how everyone from all these different walks of life, from everyday folks to celebrities, kind of went through these same experiences, you know, went through marital issues.
How should this part of Reno's history be remembered by future generations?
It's something that just looms so large in the state's history, in the city's history, but really isn't talked about too much and really hasn't been commemorated. So bringing together over 1,000 documents that are now digitized and available on this website, I think people are more interested than ever in what makes Nevada unique and in what makes Reno unique. You know, we're going through a great transition in our economy into an era when we're not dominated by the casino industry as kind of the foundation of our economy. We're in a much more diversified era, and so many aspects of the divorce industry stay with us today. We have a lot of the landmarks from the divorce trade, the Riverside Hotel, the Washoe County Courthouse. A lot of the boarding houses are still around. Some are legal offices, you know, and so we can see these things on the landscape, and they help us understand, I think, what makes Reno so special, and they give this place more meaning.
Alicia Barber, thank you for talking with us today.
Thank you so much.